Hello and congratulations on getting access to this video course on automating your WordPress site. So before we get started, I want to give you a quick video's overview of what's inside this video course so you know exactly what to expect and then you can piece it all together at a faster rate. So obviously this is video number one, and video number two, which is the next video, we're going to talk about the different automation scenarios. Now I put this particular video in here for a reason. And the reason is some of you may already know exactly what you want to automate via the videos 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but some of you may have no idea what to automate. So this video is going to help you expand your mind and understand kind of what's available to you and what's going to happen so that you can plan ahead. In video number 3, we'll talk about website maintenance automation. What this includes are things like updating themes, updating plugins, doing backups, doing just the things that you can automate, but if you were not to automate it, it would just take up a lot of time. Video number 4, we'll talk about content marketing automation. So in other words, once you have created your content, say for example, your articles, your videos, your audios, once you created that content, how do you go about publishing it and scheduling to be posted in the future? And when it comes to content creation, it can become very tedious. More so, posting it to viewers can take up a lot of time as well. Video number 5, we'll talk about social media automation. This particular one actually ends up taking a lot of time, simply because a lot of people have different social media platforms, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, all sorts of social media platforms. So how do you automate it so that when you, let's say, go through video 4 and you post the content automatically schedules, how do you create a system that will see that you've posted it, it'll take that information, and then it'll disperse it automatically so that once you set things up, it's just going to be good to go. So that's what that is going to be about. Video number 6, we'll talk about e-commerce automation. So let's say you run a WordPress e-commerce site. Those sites are going to be very different than if you were running something like an informational site. So the needs would be very different. So that's why we're making these different videos to fit and fulfill different needs. We'll talk about different e-commerce shopping carts, how do you go about automating those, you know, different ideas where you can automate and cut down on a lot of time that you would have to manually do, like little tasks here and there. Video number 7, we'll talk about membership automation. So in this case, let's say, for example, that you run a WordPress membership site. You have a community. So how do you go about automating that community as much as possible? Obviously, there's not going to be everything that you can automate. Some things you will just have to do using your hands, but some things you can. And some things that you think you can't, you really can. And of course, last but not least, video number 8, we'll talk about best complete automation plugins. We'll talk about free ones and we'll talk about paid ones. Now, what exactly is this? Well, when you look at different parts of these videos, these entail different WordPress plugins. A lot of times just individual plugins that relate to each of these. Now, when we're talking about complete automation, these plugins will allow you to have different parts of your website communicate with each other. So in other words, you're kind of creating a bridge between all of those other plugins. Of course, we'll show you some free ones and paid ones, and both are actually good. One of them actually became free not long ago because it was trying to compete with the one that just came out that was paid. So a lot of times I will say, you know, don't go with free. But the reality is in certain cases, if you know the story behind it, it's actually okay. So with that said, let's move on to what you need before you can get started. Now, we assume that you already have a WordPress site created and up and running. You need to have an idea of the type of site that you are running. So if you obviously are running a WordPress site, then you already know what that is in terms of informational, selling product or service, or e-commerce or membership. If you don't have an idea and you're just watching this course to get an idea of how you can automate your WordPress site in the future, then you need to understand which one of these categories does it fit under. Like I said earlier, informational, selling a product or service, e-commerce, or membership site. And of course, you'll need to have some money to purchase WordPress plugins. Like I said, some of these are free, but some of these will cost money. What we're trying to do here is just tell you the plugins that we have tested so that you don't have to test them yourself. Now, when we talk about the free WordPress plugins that we've tested, just bear in mind that free is not always the best in the long term. It might be really good right now, and it saves you a lot of money up front, but if it's free, guess what? The developer has no incentive to update it. Maybe they have incentive now, but that incentive will eventually run dry. They'll get bored and they'll move on to the next project. So just bear that in mind when you're using a free plugin. All right, so let's move on to video number two.